Well, we got some rain yesterday, a little bit. I got 0.51 inches that came between 7 a.m. on Friday and 7 a.m. on Saturday, from yesterday into this morning, excuse me. I haven't checked the rain gauge for what we got today. I will check that tomorrow at 7 a.m. and report that in. So we'll see what we got today, actually, and the sun came out, so it's kind of nice now. This weekend I've been prepping. I am leaving on a motorcycle trip, a five-day trip down to Ohio, leaving Wednesday morning, arriving back Sunday later afternoon. So got the bike cleaned up, ready to go. I've been charging batteries and things for my different cameras that I generally take. I usually put the GoPros on the bike. I also take my drone with me if I get a chance to get it up in the air and take some aerial shots. So those are all been charging, and other things that take batteries, replacing batteries and flashlights and things that I carry on the bike. So first trip I've taken on it since last year. Last year was down to Arkansas for 6 days, or nine days down to Arkansas. This one's a little shorter, so it's been a while since I've been on the bike for at least a little longer trip. And we'll enjoy that. Although they keep improving the weather report for Wednesday, which is good. We're down to a 30% chance of rain before 8 a.m. That would be good. My departure time is about 9 a.m., so I can arrive at my location about 3:30. So we'll hopefully that improves from this point going forward, although it's supposed to be very hot. We're looking Wednesday down in the Cincinnati area where I'm going to be 99 degrees for the daytime high. So being on a motorcycle with all the gear and 99 degree temperature isn't my best idea either, but we'll take what comes, I guess. So thanks, Dave, for doing the net. We'll catch you on the 73 round, KC8YVF.
And I'll bet weather doesn't breathe. You have a safe trip. Next up, KC8VOA, Rick, good evening. Stand by, N8KPR, Bob.
Well, good evening, Dave. I know you said you were on Mishtastic there in Bay City. Looks like I might be seeing a little mesh core activity going on that way. I did see a result from Bay City up to St. Helens. With the mesh core repeater. So if you get a chance, you may want to play with that. And Mike, make sure you register with dstar.org before you get your radio. Just to help you out a little bit when you're trying to connect to different repeaters and stuff. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KC8VOA.
Well, thanks for the information, Rick. I'll get them going again. I've got them here, and I check them about every week once and see what's going on, so that's helpful. And 8KPR, Bob, good evening.